Hello, and welcome to The Cause and Effect with Asia Davis. Today's episode will be The Cause and Effect of Blackface. One of my favorite shows is Dear White People. When I first started watching it, I was surprised to see college students putting on blackface because I thought that was a thing of the past. I was even more surprised to find that people in real life still do blackface. It hurt to realize that people didn't care enough to learn the history of it. Blackface is extremely offensive and should not be used, no matter the circumstances. The history of blackface is deeply disturbing. As stated in the National Museum of African American History and Culture, blackface started as a way for poor working class whites to feel better about themselves. They made a mockery of black people so they wouldn't feel like they were at the bottom of the social hierarchy. This mockery led to people believing the lies of minstrel shows, which were shows where actors in blackface mocked and stereotyped African American culture. Harmeet Kaur from CNN says, "Presenting enslaved Africans as the butt of jokes desensitized white Americans to the horrors of slavery. The performances also promoted demeaning stereotypes of black people that helped confirm white people's notions of superiority. Because they didn't interact with black people on a daily basis, they believed the stereotypes that minstrel shows were presenting to them." Blackface uses physical and behavioral stereotypes to mock and dehumanize black people.
Right. Sadly, nuanced or thoughtful portrayals of African Americans were far from the norm. African Americans were largely subjects of caricature, comedy, and racism in American theater. The minstrel show was a widely popular and deeply racist 19th century genre created by white Americans. It allowed other white Americans to laugh at stereotyped portrayals of African Americans. Initially, it was performed by white actors in blackface, a kind of theatrical makeup that used burnt cork, grease paint, and even shoe polish to darken the skin, and other makeup to exaggerate the eyes and lips. Later on, when African Americans began to perform in minstrel shows, they had to use blackface too, transforming themselves into the caricatures that white audiences demanded. The genre is usually credited to T.D. Rice, or Daddy Rice, a New York actor who sang and danced in blackface in variety entertainments. He styled himself as an Ethiopian delineator, created a character named Jim Crow, and popularized the song Jump Jim Crow. In the late 19th century, racist laws enforcing segregation in the southern United States became known as Jim Crow laws after Daddy Rice's character.
This led to people being convinced to believe the stereotypes portrayed and treating black people even worse than they did before. P.R. Lockhart from Vox says, "These portrayals were part of a system that painted African Americans as deviant and therefore deserving of subpar treatment. The same attitudes that rationalized blackface minstrelsy rationalized poll taxes, lynchings, and segregation issues that have shaped black life in America to this day. The mocking of black people in minstrel shows centuries ago still impacts black people today." People still use blackface today because they are ignorant to the history of it. Recently, Megyn Kelly lost her job for asking what is racist about blackface.
Trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Like, when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
When Kelly asks what is racist, it is apparent that she does not know how much blackface has affected black people. African Americans were seen as a joke because the only encounter white people had with their culture was in minstrel shows or in racist cartoons. P.R. Lockhart explains another example of recent instances of blackface. Governor Ralph Northam, a Democrat, came under fire in early February after a conservative outlet reported that a photo of two men, one in blackface, the other wearing a Ku Klux Klan outfit, was prominently featured on Northam's 1984 medical school yearbook page. The fact that a medical school published pictures of blackface in their yearbook proves that many people do not know or fully understand the history of blackface. I spoke with Misty Lockett to hear her perspective on this topic.
I think it is very insulting. It definitely displays a sense of racism to me. because it's as if you're taking our image and you're making fun of it. I think it's a form of humiliation for the black for the black community. And if you go in and research the history of it, and you're repeating what was done in the past, now I think that you need to, as a individual who's doing the blackface, I think they need to consider their own motives and how, because a lot of times I know, like, celebrities that have done blackface have said, well, oh, I wasn't trying to be racist, or yeah, you were, maybe unconsciously, but you need to go back and look at the history and how it affected us as a race of people and how it humiliated us, and think about your actions.
Some might say that as long as blackface is done for a character or with good intentions, it is okay to do. To hear another perspective on blackface, I interviewed Teresa Simmons to get her thoughts.
So it's just still a touchy situation right now. And growing up, I wasn't too aware of blackface. I think I realized more blackface. We used to see these little black statues sitting on white people's front porches and things like that, or at the entrance to their yards and stuff. And we always was offended by it, but I never researched it to know what the history of it was.
By ignoring the history of blackface and the pain that it causes black people, people who continue to do blackface are embracing the chance to mock, dehumanize, and to dismiss the feelings and demands of others, all while reimagining the history so that only the things you deem wrong are wrong, says Janae Desmond Harris. Even if you do not believe that there is anything wrong with blackface, why put your job or respect at risk just to dress up for one day? Blackface is highly offensive and hurtful. If people understood the history of blackface, the question, is it offensive or not, would not be brought into consideration. It is a false representation of black people that is based on stereotypes. Because of its history and how it is used to belittle black people, blackface should no longer be accepted. Music.